Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, it's like, you can give it, I hope this makes sense, but somebody might be in a certain situation, and you can give advice about a situation, but you don't know what it's like unless that's happening to you.
Yeah.
You can't really appreciate what it's like unless that is happening to you. So that kind of makes sense that to know, it's got to be you, what you are.
Yeah, you've got to actually experience yourself to know it's you. Thinking about you isn't going to get you anywhere. It's got to be the direct experience, isn't it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, something happened today, and it's happened to Chris in the past, and I've given advice about it, but I've never really appreciated what it might feel like until it happened to me, which it did today.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose if you use that and think about it, must be true to know you. I don't know if it
makes sense of it. Carry on, you're doing really well. Like, I'm backing out now, come on.
You know, like if it's, like you were saying before, I've heard you say it before, like you don't know what it's like to be another nationality unless you are that nationality, and then you know.
You can only think about it, can't you? You can never directly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that you could say that.
So can you talk about something? Can you recognise something that's intangible? It doesn't really have any substance and doesn't have any colour or shape or size. If you're talking as an objective someone that knows about thoughts and emotions, and can you describe the vastness of it? Can you sense the vastness of it if you're not, if you're a finite thing? It just begins to get clearer and clearer. And there is no, that epiphany, that revelation that Kat was describing will happen. It'll just suddenly be obvious that only the self can perceive itself. How do you get to that? By running these thoughts through, being willing to question, can I sit here and actually have, it's intangible, it's invisible, it's not moving, it's not, how could I describe that if I was a person? It just doesn't even make sense logically, does it?
Yeah.
It's only because we keep this assumption in place that I'm the one recognizing it, that we keep experiencing it like that over and over and over, and then we'll seem to lose it, and then we'll have to go back to it, and then we won't be able to get back to it, so we'll do that thing that we've done for a few eons, you know. Did you want to say something?
Just it's recognizing that those moments you have, it's not the I that's having them, or it seems to be the I, but the I is self. So that it's not a object recognizing, it's just recognizing itself.
Yeah, but it was really looking at all the names for it as well. It was like, if I call it silence, does that apply to the emotions and the mind, and or are they a kind of noise in the silence? How would I know it's silent if I'm noise? You know, how would I know? And how would I know it's still if I'm something that's moving? And how would I know it's awareness if I'm something that is unconscious or, you know, disappearing? He was thinking about it in all its ways that we describe it.
Ooh.
It's quite clearly sentient and aware, isn't it? Because it's listening to thoughts all the time, listening to emotions, listening to all the sensory input. And you know, I've really just described myself. I know what I'm thinking. I know what I'm feeling. I know all the time what's going on in the body, right? So it just gets clearer and clearer that this, it's of a different category. And that the stillness can perceive the thoughts, but the thoughts can't perceive the stillness. Or the stillness can perceive imagination, but the imagination can't perceive the stillness. it's a one-way kind of, you know. And it comes down to which is the most permanent, which is the one that's coming and going. Can something that's flipping in and out of existence, like this sense of I that goes to sleep at night and wakes up in the morning, is that any use for perceiving something that's always there? You know, it's... As you're willing to think these type of thoughts, it gets more and more clear, and suddenly it'll just be obvious.
Yeah.
You won't have done anything different that time than you did the 100 times before we had this type of conversation. But it'll just suddenly be obvious.
Mm.
Just undoing this tendency to assume, you know. We're taught that our senses and our mind are the only way we can perceive things. And even if we realise it's other than that, we might call it something vague like sixth sense or intuition. You know, but when we really nail that down, what is it? Turns out to be the stillness. Where is your intuition? What is it? Is it something tangible? Can you pick it up? And I'm a bit lacking on intuition today. Can I give you some, you know, can I have some of yours? You can't do it, can you?
Yeah.
It's an intangible thing, intuition, insight.
Yeah.
Much more in common with the self than it has with thoughts.
No, that's helped, yeah.
Lovely. We could prove it other ways as well, but I won't hammer it to death tonight. It's enough to stop assuming that you're perceiving it that way, the rest will just fall into place. That makes you grace prone immediately. If there is a way to invite grace, it's don't assume anything to be true at all. Wham! It'll just reveal itself. You'll reveal yourself to yourself in your fullness. The assumptions keep the gap closed of what can sneak in. Lovely. You might finish this with a sense of, I'm still not 100% certain, but it's clearer than it was.
Yeah, it is clearer.
How do you get to 100%? You just do this a few times. And enjoy it. Look at it like an exploration into your consciousness, or whatever you want to call it. What you really are, yeah? Go on a journey, an exploration. Does anybody else want to ask anything or add anything? Is everyone still awake or are they all gone to sleep?
Looks good.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much. Namaste.